finger caresses the leather straps hanging from my bedpost as I take another sip from my coffee. There are a lot of good memories connected to those leather straps, but right now, my mind is focused on another memory. I've been training a new sub for the last couple of months or so. He didn't seem all that special when we initially met online, but he was sweet and really willing to go the distance. We met up a couple of times, and once we were both comfortable enough around each other, I took him to my place. He was actually very sweet the first time he came here. So nervous and shy, and the moment he saw the straps on the bed, his eyes told me he was sold. We've been having regular fun ever since. We quickly found out each other's basic preferences. The word amethyst was put into place, and we could simply enjoy each other's bodies without really worrying. Circling the empty bed right now, I can still imagine him lying there, his arms instinctively pulling against the binds and his head turning right and left, trying to see through the blindfold I made him wear. His long hair had been set free and waved with every move of his head. Even though I had seen him on cam before, this had been the first time I had ever had the chance to observe his body with my own eyes. He was no bodybuilder or athlete by any means, but his body was kept into good shape. It's always nice to have a sub that takes care of his body. That first time, I decided to be a kind dom. I teased him. I pleased him and made him please me. He really knows how to use that tongue, given the right incentive. On every one of his following visits, I tried something new. I would surprise him with the riding crop or some ice play on his nipples and beneath his balls. Nothing extreme yet, but just exploring the boundaries. For his most recent visit, I had decided to try something completely different, though. I had been teasing and testing his body, but now it was time to test his mind. I wasn't quite sure how he'd react to humiliation, but I was sure to find out. I still have the outfit I put out for him, hanging on a trophy place in my wardrobe. I'm not that much into littles or men that dress as women, but damn, do I love me some humiliating. And this outfit was the perfect humiliation for a manly guy like him. From the pink hairbands, the schoolgirl outfit with a frilly thong and Hello Kitty socks, everything was meant to take away any form of manliness he still felt as we played. Being tied up with the idea of being pleased is one thing. Being told to dress up like a little girl should send any man for a loop. That night, I was really excited. We had cleared tonight, and I was expecting him to knock on the door at any time. I threw a final glance in a mirror, straightening my outfit. I had decided to continue the whole schoolgirl theme and had dressed as a sexy teacher. My blouse was popped open enough to show lots of cleavage, almost showing my nipples even, and my pencil skirt was enclosed tightly around my legs that swayed with every step due to my stiletto heels. When the sound of knocking filled the room, I quickly pushed my glasses higher up my nose and made sure my hair was still tightly bound behind my head before opening. The moment I saw his reaction to my outfit, I had a really hard time keeping a straight face. With a lot of effort, I kept looking firm, and with red, pouted lips, I instructed him to go to the bedroom and get dressed. I could see the question forming in his eyes, but I interrupted him with an even firmer look and raised eyebrows. In all our sessions, he had never complained or protested, and it didn't look like he would be starting then. Without a word, he walked to the bedroom, and before the door closed, I could see him freeze when he saw the outfit on the bed. But still, he was being a good sub, and a couple of minutes later, the door opened again. I must admit, he looked ridiculous in the outfit, but that was the whole point after all. Even though he had no problem getting naked in front of me, he had never shown this level of shame before. Not even the first time we met. That was the time to ride that wave of shame. Slowly walking before him, I motioned him to turn around for me. Now he was clearly very ashamed, holding the short skirt down with his hands as he turned. This was a perfect reason for me to move to the next step of my plan. "You don't look very happy with the outfit I picked for you," I said with the slightest bit of fake disappointment in my voice. His eyes went wide and his mouth started murmuring an excuse, but once again I cut him short. "I guess I'll have to teach you some respect," I continued as I moved to a chair to take a seat and motioned to him to lie across my knee. Once again, he didn't protest, but just nodded and took place over my lap. Now that he was facing away, I allowed a big grin on my face as I lifted his little skirt and revealed his ass. I felt his cock pressing on my legs, and I enjoyed how it twitched with the first strike of my hand. I could hear him wince, and my hand landed on his ass again. After three strikes, his cock was really pressing against my legs, clearly showing his arousal. This was where I would start teasing him more. "Ooh, you like this? You're a good little slut now, aren't you?" Then, it happened. Without being prompted to or even thinking about it, he answered, "Yes, Daddy, I'm your good little slut." This was new to me. I had been called Mistress, Miss, Goddess, and some other titles before, but never Daddy. Never Daddy. I took a moment to run this through my mind, but it made sense. I wanted to take his complete masculinity away and humiliate him for once. This title just showed how much of his control he had let slip and how much of his faith he had put into my hands. With another strike, I made sure that he knew I approved. "Yes, my little slut likes it when Daddy spanks him, right?" With new vigor and fire, I kept landing strike after strike on his ass until both his flesh and my hand looked glowing red. With a more gentle touch, I guided him to move up and sit on my lap. "You've been a good slut. Do you want Daddy to reward you?" My finger traced the bulge that had formed into his barely fitting little thong. It was a comical view, because in this position he was over a head taller than me. But still, he looked down and simply nodded with a, "Yes, please, Daddy." Just looking up at him, I took his cock out of the thong and started massaging it. I swear, he came twice as much and twice as fast then during our other sessions. Obviously, I'd found something really enjoyable for him. Catching as much of his cum on my hand as possible, I brought it to his mouth. With a final move of domination, I instructed him to lick it all up, like a good little cum whore. More eagerly than I had anticipated, he complied. In the following hours, we went through some of our other routines as well. I had seen how deeply his devotion to me was, and he had freely shown it. Tonight, he will be coming over again. I'm curious to see what he thinks of Daddy's new strap-on.